Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Joe Nuxhall. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Rourke and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall fires to first and has Fernandez trapped. There's the throw to Houser who tags Fernandez for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Morton moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rourke hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Boros reaches third base with a triple. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boros scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roark takes first base on ball 4. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-2 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Bruton now playing center field. Al Kaline now playing right field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Hankins moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boros bunts towards the mound. Kunkel fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-3 in the game. Foytak bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. Roark moves to second. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Jay Hankins. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Klimchok reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 7-3, Tigers. Terry Fox now pitching. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. Sullivan scores. Klimchok moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.